particular to all the rest of the planets. So while planets, generally speaking, are like this or they're a little off, Uranus is like this.
It is on the, yeah, it's parallel with the...
Yeah, it's, and that's, its spin axis is parallel to the ecliptic. But generally speaking, they're, you know, you have to think back to how they formed, and they formed with the orientation of the solar system.
You wonder something for Uranus.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
It would be a massive big hunk of something.
You know, as big as the moon or something. Actually, it'd be bigger than the moon, because Uranus is a big planet. I mean, the Earth is perhaps like that big. Uranus is like that.
Okay.
So Uranus, it's mostly a gas giant, but still, it's got a lot of mass. So something hit it, to twist it, and turn it off kilter? But you know what? Well, in the early days of the solar system, in fact, most of the craters on the moon were formed in the early days. When the solar system was full of debris.
Okay.
And you'd be having impacts every day, major impacts on the moon. And we see the evidence of that now, because those craters are billions of years old. And the Earth, too, got hit by a lot, even more than the moon, because it's a bigger target.
Right.
But the weather over the years, you know, eventually erodes everything away. And now, it's sort of funny if you think about it, the great meteor crater in Arizona, have you ever been there?
Never been heard of it.
It's worth going. It's really very cool. They trained the Apollo astronauts in the crater, you know.
Yeah?
Because it's like a moon crater.
Okay, so they go down into it.
Yeah.
You want to have a seat, Tom?
Yeah, I don't have anything to sit on.
Oh. Oh, geez, okay.
I can stand up a little longer, and I'm going to go actually for a walk.
I'm thinking of a lake or just a...
I don't know. I'll walk down there a little way. But then I'll come back, have a bite to eat, and in about three-quarters of an hour, I'll try out my guitar. You know? But yeah, I have to leave that. I have an interview tomorrow morning on Sun Media TV.
Okay.
Yeah, with Charles Adler. That only happens about once a month or once every 6 weeks. And they want me to talk tomorrow morning, unfortunately. They broadcast in the evening between 8 and 9, sometime in there.
Okay.
But they just interview you for about 7 minutes. So I can perk up, even if I'm tired, I you know, for 7 minutes.
You can do, yeah, put it up, yeah.
Then go home and go back to bed. But, yeah, so I got to leave. That'll be 24 hours anyway, but I have to leave then because tonight I got to study for it. But it was really idyllic when I got up today, like standing in the shower in the sun, you know, with the corn blowing in the distance. It's really nice,
eh?
Oh, it's really nice. I can see why you want to make this place work.
Damn straight.
Yeah?
Yeah, well...
You know, it'd be neat to have at one of your events is body painting, you know?
Well, that's actually, yes,
that would be
very
cool.
Much so.
Especially for kids, you know, or adults that pretend to be kids.
Yeah,
like
well,
me.
It kind of gets that nice combination of play, art, and, you know,
well, it might be nice to do on the astronomy night because it's, you know, a space theme or something. Then you could make yourself look really like a Borg.
Or have constellations all over your body,
yeah.
Especially go in the dark.
Well, the painting I've seen, and it looks especially amazing on women, is when they paint them up like a leopard or something. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture like that.
I've seen it, yes.
That looks so cool. You know, they look like a wild animal.
I've got an artist friend. She does the body painting.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. Meaning to get her out. Mostly it's getting her out.
Yeah. Well, I guess... You know, as your dad gets older, you'll gradually see you'll run the show, which you probably do mostly now, eh?
Yeah, well,
he's
I mean...
a senior consultant.
Senior consultant, yeah. Well,
yeah.
I've got a solid team, right? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Well, also,
Loretta.
Loretta
is... Yeah.
So she'll be around for a while, you know? Well, that's great.
Been
yeah. I think you got a lot of potential, especially with all the land. I would think it's just a matter of money. You know,
that's pretty much it. It's you know, finding, I guess, solidifying a kind of the community and the event schedule and kind of
yeah.
have
regular
different exactly
yeah.
regulars, but also like a regular kind of event schedule.
Yeah.
And kind of get the word out, get different communities
mm-hmm.
involved into the space here. And
well, somehow, I think within the nudist community, it might be hard to expand because they're so rigid on some of the rules.
It's, well, that's it. I mean, well.
So I guess your target is people who haven't yet really done it, but at the same time might be open to it. Because I don't know if you've seen the polls, but they ask people polls about naturism here and there, and they ask people, have you ever done it? A high percentage of people say yes. They say, would you like to do it? Do you think, you know, et cetera. You find like 2/3 of people say sure, you know,
well,
when they're being polled privately. I mean, they wouldn't say that in front of their boss.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that the audience is potentially enormous.
And I think making it easier to try it out,
yeah,
you know, a lot less intimidating in some places you hear about.
Yeah.
Or
well, I think that the fact that if you have an event, they're interested in the actual activity, and then they know it's close optional, but they don't have to, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's how you get people.
Yeah.
But I still am the booster of the barefoot walking trail.
Yeah, well, I'm actually,
that was a clover.
Yes, yes, Lina with a clover.
Because, I don't know, you try sometime when you just go across
the
driveway
hornet,
over here.
See the hornet there trying to grab the grasshopper into the crevice? Yeah, they live down into there.
Oh, wow. Oh,
there
my.
They go.
Oh. Being a bad grasshopper, you get pulled down into hell.
It's
that's
yeah.
Grasshopper hell for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah, if you walk across I'm just going to walk down to the end of the clearing, you know.
It cuts through the cornfield, though, now, and I've got fallen corn on there. So,
okay.
I mean, you can, like I said, try as far as you can.
Yeah.
But
the clover is just across the road, and it's neat because when you walk on it, it feels cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's a hot day, it actually feels quite a noticeably cooler than the ground. And it's just nice. And, you know, like, have a path of that. That would be awesome.
They don't grow too high.
But you probably don't have to mow them.
No,
you don't
not
have
as
to
often.
Grow them. What happens to clover? Do they grow, or do they
we've
stop?
Got a, they grow to about knee height, or, because we had basically the patch that's on the island, Lover's Island, that had pretty much grown up to about just under the knee.
Yeah.
You know, it's still not too bad walking through it, and it's super comfy when you sit there.
Yeah.
Okay, Dom.
Is there an ant I can use up there, the one I
yes.
used last time?
Yeah, yeah, well, that'll be there, and,
Maybe you'll hear me
anymore. Well, I'll probably be very likely playing with you, so. Okay, see you soon. Okay, very good. A Sunday surprise? Are you guys just passing through, or is he...
No, we're going to come in.
We're kind of dead.
Okay.
Oh,
very
okay,
good.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, man, and Andre are here. Here.
paying back. I was wondering if, would it be cool if I took some, like, kind of, like, documentary kind of shots of, around the garden?
I just wanted to watch. See, I'm going in to, put these seeds in the vinegar.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I can do it, yeah. There. Even just getting this kind of...